Yo, what the heck is going on, Kind of Funny Best Friends? It's your guy, Snowbike Mike, back again for another Daily Greg Wave vlog. Of course, this is your vlog each and every day with one Greg Miller, where he fills you in on his day-to-day, his experiences, his life, anything going on in that crazy mind of his. Of course, I'm here on takeover duty while he's at San Diego Comic-Con, so you best believe when he returns, he's going to have some really dope stories to tell all of you. But of course, until then, I get to round out your week. We get to finish our Friday together on this Greg Wave vlog. And I want to first start by just saying thank you. Of course, if you're watching this, thank you for supporting us over on Patreon. That's why you are here, because you get to watch this thanks to Patreon. Because of your support, you keep the lights on. And most importantly, you get awesome bonus content like the shit list, like, of course, Kind of Feudy, and like our daily Greg Wave vlogs, where maybe somebody from Kind of Funny, or mainly Greg Miller, just gets to take you on their day-to-day. And of course, today, I'm here, and it's Friday. And I'll tell you what, let's talk about some content really quick, because there's a dope trend going on over on the Twitchverse that if I could wave a magic wand, Kind of Funny would be on top of right now. And it's called the Doug Challenge. You might have heard of this from some of your favorite Twitch streamers. It's a big IRL trend going on right now. And maybe you've seen it, maybe you haven't. And I'm going to fill you in. Of course, the Doug Challenge is simple. Four jabronis gather in a car. Your four team members will gather in a car and go to 10 different fast food spots throughout the day and order whatever the car in front of them ordered, and they must eat all of that food. You're only allowed to go to two drink spots, one drink spot, two dessert spots, and you must go to KFC. The other seven are wherever you want to go in the fast food world. But the goal is simple. You go to 10 fast food spots. You order whatever the person in front of you ordered. You eat all of that food and go to the next spot. Rinse and repeat 10 times. Four people, back of the car. It's insane. It's a whole lot of bad food. It's a lot of caloric intake. But man, oh man, is it making for some fun, awesome IRL content. And I'll tell you what, as the Twitch guy here, Kind of Funny, if I could wave a magic wand, I would be like, yo, guess what? We're getting four jabronis in a car. We're driving safely around San Francisco, and we're going to go do the Doug Challenge. And not only do, but absolutely crush the Doug Challenge. Then we get up in the top four. Our name would then get up in the tweet. People would be like, who's Kind of Funny? We'd get some more eyes on us, and they'd be like, oh my God, I like what these people do. Because you on Patreon, you know that Nick, Andy, Greg, Tim, Joey, Kevin, Barrett, Blessing, Cool Greg, Roger, everyone in this studio is so funny and so talented. And so then they'd be like, oh my God, I've never met these people. I want to hang out with them. And we'd be like, you know what? Great job. Let's do another fun one. So the Doug Challenge is hot right now. And so let's talk about who would be your big four. That's what I want to know. In the comments down below, who is your big four if you were a Kind of Funny employee? Because I don't know your best friend, Rod. I don't know your coworker, Tammy. So you can't be putting in your big four. Sorry. You know what I mean? So give me your big four. I guess your big three, because you would have to be in on this. Who would be your big four to go and do the Doug Challenge? 10 fast food restaurants, have to order whatever the person in front of you ordered and eat that order to go on to the next one and then complete it without throwing up. So if you were to make a big four here at Kind of Funny, if I could wave my magic wand, content-wise, first. I'll do content-wise, and then I'll do my team. Content-wise, it would be me driving, because I'm the safest driver in the crew. Like, if you look around, these jabronis, they don't drive like me. I'm the safest driver there is. I'd have Roger, shotgun seat. He'd be filming everybody, backing it up, right? Then, behind me, we'd have the two rows. We'd rent a big SUV, two rows of cars, right? So you could see the two jabroni combo to make four. Now, if I could wave my magic wand, who would be my big four right there? I would have Greg and Kevin, my anchors, and then my funny guys, Nick and Andy, because you know Nick and Andy, they're going to be complaining. Eventually, Nick's going to vomit. Andy's going to laugh really hard. Greg's going to lose his mind because he's going to have to drink so much soda. And of course, Kevin, he's going to put it down. So those are my big four on the content side. Now, if I were to come in it and I was going to be the one to pick my four, here's what I'd do. Mike, because I have to be on it. Joey Noel, because she has the strategy similar to me, because she's hip with all these Twitch trends. So Joey then would be on my team, and she and I would categorize which fast food spots and how we would go, which we'll talk about in a second. Then I would pick Kevin anchor, and I would pick Greg Miller because I know Greg Miller will eat. So those are my four jabronis going into the car. So now I got my big four. Now then I look at Joey and myself and I go, okay, how are we playing this? Are we going to our drink spot first? Are we going to dessert? How are we playing this? And when are we pulling the dreaded KFC card? And so I would look at Joey and I'd be like, let's do this. If we go at 11, we go to KFC first in hopes that we get an easy KFC order. Because the catch with KFC, why they put it on there, is if you go to KFC, what if somebody orders a bucket of chicken? Then you got a big problem. So I would go to KFC first. Just absolutely roll the dice. This could make for either incredible content because it just absolutely terminates and destroys us, or we get really lucky because it's early. Nobody's ordering a family-style bucket of chicken, right? So bang, me and Joey roll up with the team. It's some guy gets a KFC snacker and a Diet Coke. Oh, we did it big, right? Then after that, I would go Starbucks, Chick-fil-A, Sonic, Starbucks, KFC, Starbucks, Chick-fil-A, Sonic, Burger King to make five, McDonald's, Dairy Queen. Ooh, I need three more spots right now. Panera Bread, Wendy's at 9, rounded out, Jack in the Box. Those would be my 10 spots that we would go to in hopes that we get minimal orders, starting with KFC at number one. Crazy idea to go KFC number one, because that's the one where people are the most nervous that they're going to absolutely get dominated. But I think that's where I would go. So let me know, of course, as I just kind of randomly talk to you inside the lab, and we talk about the Doug Challenge. And if you were to grab four jabronis from Kinda Funny, who would be on your team, and who would go out and eat and win? Because I would pick Joey for the strategy, I'd pick Greg and Kevin for my anchors, and then me, because I have to be on the team. So let me know what you would do with that, where you would go, and if you would make it. With that, that's another Greg Way vlog. I hope that was good enough. Just kind of rambling here to myself, having fun with all of you. It's Friday, you know, end of a long week, exciting week, always a good week, right? We're currently doing a TGI KF. A little fun play on words right there with you. But, you know, what will I do this weekend? Will I go to Monterey Bay and maybe go get lost in the aquarium? Thinking about getting an aquarium tour, a little backstage, backdoor stuff. Or should I just go home and paddleboard and sit on the beach? Maybe do some stargazing? Oh, that's what we were supposed to talk about. Yeah, let's talk about that right now. Yo, I'm into stargazing now. You know what I mean? I'm into stargazing, getting some dope long exposure shots with my camera. Shout to the iPhone. We'll give you 30 seconds. If I had it my way, I'd go get a dope camera. You know what I mean? I'd buy a dope camera that I don't need, and I get the super long bulb exposure shots where you just leave it sitting there for as long as you want. But I'm thinking this weekend, I'll get some dope long exposure shots. Now, could I do it on the beach and stay here local? Maybe, but it's always cloudy here, so you don't get to see the stars, and there's too many lights, right? So I can't do it here. So I was thinking, what if I go back home and I go to different cool spots around the lake and I do some dope stargazing and long exposure shots there? I mean, I'm thinking I could drive up 89 over on the north side of things, or I could drive down whatever Kirkwoods Road is and get absolutely lost. Remember that one time when I got lost in the woods with no cell service? I'm talking about that, but at like 1 a.m. You know what I mean? Like, you get out there towards Kirkwood where it goes SOS on your phone. You get no signal, but there's no light. And we go. And then we just set up the tripod, look up at the stars, bang. Great night. So, yeah, I'm looking to do that. Of course, alone, because I have no one in my life. You know what I mean? What if I brought Sad Boy Sean, left him out there? That would be a fun prank. But, yeah, I'm into stargazing now. I think it's kind of dope. So now I guess I need, like, a star chart, or I need somebody to, like, guide me on, like, where I'm supposed to look. You know, where's the North Star? Where's the Milky Way? What is the Milky Way? What's life? What's existence? Now I'm just rambling. I'm going to get out of here. Let me know about the Doug Challenge, what you think about that. And most importantly, if you ever stargaze, where do you look? What do you use? Goodbye.